Hello, Gone Wild Audio. This is He's Only Mostly Dead. I haven't recorded for you in quite some time, but it's raining here today, and I thought I would take this opportunity to share a story with you and take advantage of the rain for the Waterworks contest. So, I recently had a very wonderful whirlwind romance that has sadly now ended. We just weren't compatible in the end, but we had some beautiful moments. One was pretty much perfection, and I thought you might enjoy hearing about it. I had gone down on a Saturday and had dinner and a quiet evening at home, and went to bed and snuggled close together, skin to skin, kissing, cuddling, tender, sweet. I slept so peacefully that night. The following morning, I woke up hours before him, had my coffee, watched some soccer, waited for him to wake up, and he woke and had his coffee, and I had to have him. I started kissing him, suggested we go back to bed, and we got to his room and started undressing. And I kneeled down and pulled his underwear down and started kissing his cock, his beautiful dick. He was far too big for me to ever deep throat, but I just loved his beautiful dick. I laid him down on the bed and kissed him, kissed my way down his body until I was between his legs. And I looked up at him and gave him a smile and kissed his foreskin. Then I gave him a few licks. He wasn't quite hard yet, and I always loved it when he was still a little soft, because I could almost fit all of them in my mouth then. So I took him in my mouth, his foreskin still covering his glands, and looked up at him, and he was in heaven. He loved my mouth almost as much as I loved his dick. I swirled my tongue around him and slowly slid the foreskin back. I massaged the glands with my tongue gently and gripped him just as he had instructed. If I held him the wrong way, it didn't feel so good, until he was absolutely rock hard. Then it was my turn, and I crawled back up the bed and kissed him some more. And his hands found my breasts. He has very large hands, but even those weren't quite large enough to take care of my breasts. And he guided my nipple to his mouth. Oh my God. The feeling of his mouth on my nipples was just electric. It sent shocks straight to my clit. I swear I almost came. I have tingles in my tummy now just remembering it. With one hand, he pulled and pinched and squeezed my nipple on one breast, while the other breast was in his mouth, sucking and nibbling, pulling at my nipple, until I couldn't stand it anymore. that while he had been focusing on me, he'd gotten soft again. I asked him what I could do to help him along, and he said to talk dirty. He loved when I talked about what a slut I am. He loved when I told him about all the men I fucked. He loved when I told him about fantasies of me and him enjoying a gangbang together. So that's what I did. I described to him the perfect gangbang. Him kissing me, working on my breasts until I absolutely had to be fucked. Then holding my wrists above my head as the first man shoved his cock inside me. I described for him how amazing it felt to feel a cock inside me, but how his dick always felt better. I described to him how that man used me until he came inside me, and I could feel the cum dripping out of me while the next man entered me. At this point, he was just so hard. He growled, shoved my legs apart, placed the tip of his dick at my opening, and in one hard thrust pushed inside me. I could feel all of him filling me and stretching me. I could feel him pounding up against my cervix. I stared in his eyes as his hands held my breasts and he pummeled me with his dick, fucking me so hard and so fast and so deep. But then he came with a growl, a very primal, satisfied growl, and filled me with days of cum. I didn't come. He came too fast. And he laid on top of me with his dick still inside me until it went soft and slipped out. Both of us catching our breath until he finally rolled off of me and lay beside me on the bed, sweat glistening on our bodies. And I told him I needed his help. I still needed to come. So I got my bullet guard out of my bag and got it wet from his cum and spread it around on my clit. And I placed it on my clit and turned it on. And as the vibrations coursed through my body. And then I asked him to finger me. And he lay beside me on the bed, still in touching skin. And looked in my eyes as I looked in his. And he put two fingers into my body. That's so good. But I need you now. I need you now, baby. So he put another finger inside me. More. So then he had four fingers inside me. All but his thumb. And the waves crashed over me. As he fucked me with his hand and the vibrator left in my foot, and we looked in each other's eyes and he kissed me. And I scraped my lips. And then I pulled his hand up to my face and I licked our juices off of his fingers, smearing them all over my face. And then I kissed him so he could taste his breath. And then lovingly looking in his eyes, I whispered,